Thanks for tuning in to the news and weather for Thursday, August 28th on WGXC 90.7 FM. Max O'Penn is reporting in the Daily Mail as the result of recent falling deaths this summer at Catterskill Falls, members of state and local agencies met on Tuesday, August 26th in Tannersville to discuss issues related to these rescues, the people involved, and how to provide first responders with the equipment and resources needed. State Senator Cecilia Katchik and Assemblymember Pete Lopez attended as well. The goal of the meeting was to define needs, whether resources or operational plans, according to Emergency Management Specialist Dan King. The lack of or absence of interagency communication was discussed at length. The need to notify forest rangers in the event of a 911 call, providing necessary rescue equipment to local responders, outdoor mountain rescue training in general, and the need for multiple agency coordinated rescue exercises were also discussed. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper, deputies from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office will patrol each of the county's six public school districts during the coming school year. The Police in Schools program began midway through the 2013-14 school year, with two officers serving several districts. The program will now extend to all public school districts in Columbia County. Sheriff David Bartlett reported in mid-August the four officers were undergoing training and had received their assignments. To become a school resource deputy, an officer must spend several years as a police officer and deputy and receive special instruction. The new SRDs will be available to meet the public at the Columbia County Fair this weekend. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential. The New York Times has endorsed Tim Wu for lieutenant governor over Andrew M. Cuomo's hand-picked candidate, former Congresswoman and Erie County politician Kathy Hochul. The newspaper did not endorse Cuomo in the September 9th Democratic primary. While the Times bemoaned what they said was Cuomo's failure to enact ethics and campaign finance reform, they believe Teachout does not have the experience to serve as governor. But they noted the state's number two job is different. They applauded Wu's work on net neutrality or efforts to keep corporate talents out of the internet. Carlin is also reporting a key ally to GOP gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino has stepped down from his job. The Yonkers Tribune first reported the DWI arrest and subsequent resignation of Hugh Fox Jr. earlier this week. Fox is a retired firefighter and Westchester County employee and County Conservation Party chairman. Fox worked for Astorino for 10 years. Read both the stories at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Today's weather will be mostly sunny with a high near 78, Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 52. For Friday, it is expected to be sunny with a high near 76, Friday night partly cloudy, low around 57. Saturday will be partly sunny, high near 81. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms likely after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy, high near 85. For Sunday night, there is also a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 68. The sunrise today was at 6:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:35 p.m., allotting the total length of the day to be 13 hours and 17 minutes. Today is the fourth Thursday of the month, and Chatham will be having a village board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at Village Hall, 77 Main Street in Chatham. For more information, call 392-5821. Columbia County will be having a Board of Supervisors Point 1 committee meeting at 1 p.m. and a Finance Committee meeting at 2 p.m. The Pine Haven Subcommittee meeting will meet at 5:30 p.m., all at 401 State Street in Hudson. For more information, call 828-1527. Copaic will be having a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mount View Road, Copaic. For more information, call 329-1234. Durham will be having a task force meeting at 7 p.m., Town Building, 7309 State Route 81, East Durham. For more information, call 239-8260. Germantown will be having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown. Call 537-6687 for more information. Greenville will be having a Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. at the high school on Route 81 in Greenville. For more information, call 966-5687. Hudson will be having a Community Development and Planning Agency board meeting at 6 p.m. at 1 North Front Street in Hudson. Call 751-1044 for more information. Stuyvesant will be having a Greenway Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant. Call 758-6248. Windham will be having a town board meeting at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 371 State Route 296 in Hensonville. For more information, call 734-4170. You've been listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Kira DeCoudre signing off.